7th, it's time to get prepared for the changes coming in 2023 to Medicare Advantage, Medicare supplements, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Don't take advice from Joe Namath or call a toll-free number. If you'd like to learn about getting money back on your Social Security or the new spending cards, just call Blue Sky. When you call Blue Sky at 702-410-8020, you'll deal with local agents that value your privacy. Your phone number won't be bought, sold, or shared, and you'll only deal with Steve or Amy. Call now to schedule your review of your Medicare coverage. Call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. That number is 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. One more time, 702-410-8020. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
I'm attorney Glenn Lerner. You never saw it coming. In the blink of an eye, a car wreck has left you seriously injured. You made it to the hospital and you received medical care, but your problems have only just begun.
I'm attorney Kevin Rowe. After the wreck, how are you going to get the money you need to get your car fixed, for medical bills, for lost wages? How are you going to provide for your family now? Get the legal help you want when you need it most, right now.
Lerner and Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
Finley Chevrolet is Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Again, find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Finley Chevy is a place to buy.
Home of the...
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club. Weekday morning, 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
New polling out on voter integrity and the confidence of voters that we have free and fair elections. When asked, how much do you trust that America's elections are fair and accurate? Only 43% of respondents said that they strongly trust the election system. A majority, 56%, almost 57%, expressed concerns about the system. 17% saying they somewhat trusted, 17% saying that they somewhat distrusted. The bottom line is 21% say that they strongly distrust the election system. That's almost a quarter of the electorate is saying this. Does that bother you the way it bothers me? It tells me what I think we already knew, that most people don't really trust the election, and that's why a lot of people don't vote. They say, my vote doesn't matter. The fix is in. I'll put that question to Michael Shouse, former communications director at NPRI. We'll talk about the past, the election just finished, and a look ahead. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 La Una proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Don't you cry no more.
carry on all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Stop in today and get a premium synthetic blend oil change for just $29.95.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott.
President Biden has welcomed French President Macron to the White House. The two leaders earlier expressed solidarity in their ongoing support for Ukraine, which is under attack by Russia. The visit will conclude with a state dinner at the White House. Chinese authorities maintaining a tight grip on their country's internet after people across China took to the streets to protest against the government's COVID-19 restrictions.
The Chinese government are carrying out a multi-layered censorship operation that blocks access to almost all foreign news and social media. It also blocks topics and keywords considered politically sensitive or detrimental to the Chinese Communist Party's rule. As a result, many Chinese internet users trying to post videos with critical messages would use humor in their titles to evade being blocked. Many others have posted pictures of blank sheets of paper in a silent reminder of words they weren't allowed to post. I'm Karen Chamas.
Also at townhall.com, multiple law enforcement agencies are named in a $27 billion class action lawsuit filed by the survivors of the Uvalde, Texas elementary school shooting.
The suit filed Tuesday in federal court names the city, the Uvalde Consolidated Independent School District, the district's police department, the Uvalde Police Department, the Texas Department of Public Safety, and members and former members of those groups. Plaintiffs include parents and the teachers and school staff who were at the school on the day of the shooting. A teenager killed 19 children and two teachers. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
On Wall Street, stocks finishing mixed. Bond yields pull back after the government reported that a measure of inflation that's closely watched by the Fed eased in October. The Dow was down 195 points, but the NASDAQ gained 14. More on these stories at townhall.com.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-940-6161. That's 1-800-940-6161. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-940-6161. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials.
I'll bet you're a lot like me. See if this sounds familiar. Have you had trouble hearing in crowded places like at holiday parties or Christmas celebrations? Has this hearing loss caused you to drop out of conversations? For years, I struggled to hear conversations with friends sitting next to me. Not across a crowded room, but sitting right next to me. It became embarrassing. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and the results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear, but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. And now, with the addition of Dr. Matthew Lingman, the folks at Quality Hearing Aids are taking audiology to a whole new level. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids at 702-369-1321. That number again, 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
It's 104, and this is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, your power bill's about to go up. Single-family residential customers here in Southern Nevada will see their average costs for electricity and gas go up by about $26 a month beginning in January. NV Energy customers will see an average increase of about 14%, while Southwest Gas customers will experience an increase between 4 and 8%. Both utilities say the rate adjustments were needed due to the rising cost of energy and natural gas. They both add no profit is being gained by the rate increases. The Electric Daisy Carnival may be a three-day party at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway coming up May 19th through the 22nd of next year, but Resorts World has plans to transform the Las Vegas Hilton into the Hotel EDC. The new fan experience will span for 3 days of the EDC with a three-night stay at the resort with a dedicated EDC TV channel to watch in the comfort of your own room. Along with the Hotel EDC Day parties, the Hotel EDC packages go on sale on Monday, December 5th at hoteledc.com. And it's coming. EDC 23 is already sold out.
CQ On Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Now, some good news here. There's no major issues to deal with as you work your way through the resort corridor of Interstate 15. We see a little congestion downtown, 515 southbound at Main, and some right shoulder maintenance work. That's taking place 15 south at Craig Road.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do when followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one, time is running out. Number two.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
We are still looking for that elusive big red wave that was supposed to be a part of the election of November 8th, the midterm elections. I can't find it, and I've gone door to door in my neighborhood. I've talked with people all across the state. They're looking for it, and we still can't find it. What can we take from the just-completed midterm elections? Let's check in with Michael Shouse, the former communication director for NPRI and the founder of Shouse Creative. He is a political columnist, and he joins us. Michael, first of all, how was your Thanksgiving? You guys have fun?
Yeah, it was good. It was a small one, just immediate family and a couple of friends and stuff, but it was nice. It was good to kind of tune out of everything for a little while.
Who cooked? Did you cook?
No, we actually, for the first year in a very long time, we didn't end up doing the cooking. We went over to somebody else's house, and I got to tell you, highly recommend that. If we've got that opportunity, highly, highly recommend it.
We are just out of an election cycle, the midterm elections. We thought there was going to be a big red wave. It turned out to be a trickle. We did have some significant victories, but we also had a lot of losses. Can you tell me what your perspective is looking at the election scene and what we experienced over the course, well, really of the last few months?
It was something that I was, I've been talking about for a long time, talking about the rise of the independents and the people that don't really identify as a Democrat or a Republican. And I think something that we probably learned in really dramatic fashion this time around is individual races are not necessarily considered, generic ballot questions nowadays. And what I mean by that is, by all reasonable accounts, Republicans should have had a good year. But Republicans as a kind of generic party is very different than, here's the specific Republican that happens to be running in this specific race. And we saw a lot of people splitting their tickets. We saw a lot of people not showing up, quite frankly. I mean, here in Clark County, there were a ton of Republican voters that just never showed up. And there are a lot of reasons behind that. But I think one of the takeaway, if you're a consultant or a pollster or a pundit, you got to look at that and say, oh, that kind of generic ballot, you know, Republican versus Democrat, is not as accurate as it used to be in years past.
Can you talk about what kept voters home? And 138,000, I've seen other estimates of upwards of 200,000 that in the state of Nevada, Republicans that just stayed home. What do you make of that? And what is it that kept them home?
Well, you know, I think there are probably a lot of different reasons. You know, one of the reasons that you should always look at right away is, okay, what was the candidate quality like? If the voters were not excited, or worse yet, if they actually actively disliked some of the Republican candidates at the top of the ticket or near the top of the ticket, they're not going to be motivated to show up. So that's the first thing that we ought to be looking at, and the first thing that the party ought to be looking at. And then beyond that, you know, no matter how you cut it, this is one of the worries when so many people in the Republican Party were talking about voter fraud and what have you. I can almost guarantee you, and there's been a lot of people talking about this, there is a sizable chunk of Republican voters that said, oh, my vote's not going to matter anyway. It's not that important. I show up. And that's kind of, it was kind of a self-defeating a narrative that was coming from some corners of the Republican Party. And I think the better message would have been, hey, look, we need every single person to get out there and make your voice heard. And unfortunately, that just wasn't the overriding message from a lot of candidates.
I want to ask you, because Democrats traditionally have always done really well, at least in my experience. The Harry Reid machine, I think, is still out there in some form. What do you make of what Democrats did? I mean, the economy sucks. The borders are open. We've got Biden inflation. We got the high price of gasoline, which is higher than anywhere almost in the country. Can you talk about how the Democrats staved off disaster in our state on November 8th?
Well, this kind of leads us to, you know, the good news and bad news if you're a Republican. The bad news, obviously, is what actually happened on Election Day. And the worst news, really, is that the party and people within the party are generally really bad at postmortems. They're bad at looking at themselves and saying, what did we do wrong? Well, now here's the good news. Democrats are really bad at looking at what they did wrong if they happen to win. So Democrats did not have as bad of a year as many people thought that they would. So they're probably sitting there going, oh, we can just keep on chugging down the same path and we're going to be perfectly fine. And that's not the case. I mean, you're absolutely right that the Harry Reid machine is still out there, and the Democrats were certainly far more organized than Republicans and certainly better at getting out the votes and mail-in ballots and what have you. But despite all of that advantage, they still didn't blow anybody out of the water. They still really had a fight to keep treading water in a year that you know, clearly was unfavorable to them. So that should be a warning to them that, hey, look, even though Republicans did not show up in mass, even though there were 100,000+ Republicans that stayed at home, and even though some of the candidates might have been absolutely atrocious, we still had to work our butts off to eke out a victory. And that tells me that come the next election cycle, if the Republican Party is able to organize better and they're able to make sure that they've got quality candidates and they're really working on getting people to send in their ballots, whatever means possible, then the Democrats are going to have a really difficult time trying to pull out another victory.
Again, Michael Shouse joining us, the former communications director at NPRI. Why, and I've had a lot of people ask me this, how is it that two pretty good candidates, Joe Lombardo and Adam Laxalt, same electorate, same time frame, same voter rules, one wins, one loses. Why did Adam Laxalt lose and Joe Lombardo won?
Well, you know, this goes back to what I was saying about the generic ballot. I think, and I'm still going to have to dig through the data and make sure that this is accurate, but it certainly seems like a lot of people decided to split their ticket. And what that tells me is maybe Lombardo was out there a bit more than Adam. Maybe he was out there talking to different groups that ended up being more important groups. Who knows? But for whatever reason, there was clearly a lot of folks who looked at Laxalt and said either they don't know enough about him, or they looked at Cortez Masto and said, yeah, we're not crazy about her, but she's going to be okay. Whereas when you looked at Sisolak versus Lombardo, you know, if somebody looks at Sisolak, Lombardo had a great advantage where he was able to say, look, this guy over here is the one that made it illegal for you to work recently. This guy over here is the one who made it hard for you to get your unemployment check. This guy over here, and it seemed a little bit more personal to folks. So maybe it was the difference between state level and federal level, where on the state level, people were far more motivated to get rid of the incumbents. And on the federal level, they just simply didn't care as much. And if they didn't know enough about Adam, they said, all right, let's go ahead and just go with the Democrat that's currently in charge.
One of the things you do at Shouts Creative, and that is branding. Did Sisolak have a branding problem? I mean, the Sisolak shutdown is something we all talked about a few years ago, and obviously voters remembered that. As far as his political future, does he need a makeover of some sort?
Well, you know, the good news for Sisolak is that in the Democrat Party, it's really easy to fail upward. Just because you lose an election or something doesn't mean that people are going to stop paying attention to you. So I'm sure he's got plenty of opportunities. You know, in the race, one of the big challenges that he had was he didn't really have anything to say, hey, look at how great we did on this. I mean, the most he could really say and the most that I saw him say really was look at all the jobs that we've added. But that was kind of a silly message, given that most of those jobs were lost in the first place because of his shutdown. So he really didn't have much of a brand. And as a result, Lombardo and Republicans were able to basically paint a brand for Sisolak rather than him kind of owning it. And that's certainly one of the reasons why he ended up losing, even in a year where other Democrats were able to hold on to victory.
More coming up with Michael Shouse, the former communications director for NPRI, as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Tired of the same old partisan politics? The type that gives Nevada lax voting regulations, reduced educational choice, and bloated, inefficient state government? Feel like you're swimming upstream against a tsunami of special interests and legislators intent on serving the needs of government rather than those of ordinary Nevada residents and businesses? There is hope. I'm John Sarpalis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we are working to hold our elected leaders responsible. This isn't a partisan issue. Republicans and Democrats have let down the very people they claim to represent in Carson City. For the good of our children, our parents, and ourselves, let's come together and work to put policy ahead of politics. Go to NevadaPolicy.org and learn what we're doing to stand up for your freedoms. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
You know the old saying, a dollar saved is a dollar earned. Studies show that using a wholesale mortgage lender can save you an average of $10,000 on your new mortgage loan. GFL Capital Mortgage is the home of the Loan Assurance Double Check. Check with us before closing with them. Regardless of where you're at in the loan process, call GFL Capital Mortgage now at 5292-444 to find out how much you could be saving on your next home loan. Call GFL Capital Mortgage at 5292-444. Data provided by HMDA Public Data 2018 to 2021. Licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending, NV License, NV4265, NMLS 64367.
If your bank account is causing you headaches, switch to One Nevada Credit Union. With 46,000 free ATMs, innovative mobile apps, and convenient local branches, you can kiss your banker goodbye forever. Open an account online today or find a local branch at onenevada.org.
One Nevada Credit Union. Our one focus is you.
One Nevada is open to all Clark County residents. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey, listen up.
Mr. Pink here, inviting you to our good credit sales event. Rates as low as 0%. Forget the Fed. Rates that are over 6? Forget about it. Come see me at Sahara Chrysler Dodge Ram for 0% while it lasts. And for challenge credit, forget about it. I got programs for that too. Call me 833-995-4908. Again, that's 833-995-4908. And don't forget to stop by 5050 West Sahara and say hi, all right? Mr. Pink, baby! Baby!
We are there in your community. Small business owners, mechanics, police officers, homemakers. And we are there serving our nation in the Air Force Reserve. When medical emergencies arise, we meet the challenge. In cybersecurity, protecting and defending in cyberspace. When natural disasters happen, we are there in space. As a strong part of the nation's defense, we are there in the community and we are there for our nation. We share a vision to make a difference, united and focused, taking pride in being there in service of our country. We are Reserve Citizen Airmen, and we are there with over 180 different jobs to serve your country. Air Force Reserve.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hard to believe it, but we've got a legislative session staring us in the face in February. A new governor. And by the way, he's a Republican. Do I need to tell you that? And that's great. He'll be battling a Democrat assembly and a Democrat state senate. What can we expect? What are the limitations that Joe Lombardo has, knowing what the makeup of the legislature is? Michael Shouse joining us. I love having him on. He's the former communication director for NPRI, the founder of ShouseCreative.com, and he's a political columnist, very opinionated. What are the expectations we should have going into this legislative session in February?
Well, probably not too high. I mean, here's the good news. So Republicans do have the governor, Manchin, and Democrats do not have a veto-proof entire legislative branch. So there is actually room for some compromise there. And Lombardo has already said that one of his issues is going to be school choice and education reform, and I'm sure that there's going to be a couple of others that he's going to stick to. Hopefully he actually does stick to that. Hopefully he does say no to any sort of new taxes and really stands by that. But at the end of the day, he's only got limited power. And we also have to take into account, are all the Republicands in the legislature going to band together and help him out there? So it's going to be a tough legislative session if you are somebody that believes in small governments. But there is a real opportunity for some steps towards a more free market solution on certain issues, education, of course, being one of them, and likely on tax reform as well.
By the way, this just in, the Senate has passed a bill to avert a rail strike. So that bill will now go to the President of the United States for signage. December 9th was the deadline, and it was going to cost us $2 billion a week in the economy if indeed they had gone on strike. But the Senate has passed the bill. The House has passed the bill. It now goes to the President of the United States. School choice is something that's near and dear to my heart. I know you love the idea of school choice, of allowing the money to follow the child, not to school districts. What can we expect from this legislature on education? Not just school choice, but just improving education.
Yeah, I mean, you know, first, I think that we've got to, you know, be realistic about what types of reforms and how wide-reaching it can be. I mean, as much as I would love to see universal education savings accounts in the state, that's not going to happen with our current political makeup. But you might see an expansion of the scholarship program for low-income kids. As far as regular education, I know that there's been a ton of talk about breaking up Clark County School District. That's one of those issues. I'm going to kind of believe it when I see it, just because we've apparently been serious about this for 20 years now. But I'm sure that you will at least see discussions about it and some minor reforms moving towards that direction. But, you know, there's also going to be a lot of talk, and the big sticking point is going to be how much money goes to education. No matter what happens, no matter what Lombardo wants to get done in education, that is going to be the one thing I'm sure that Democrats are really going to hold out on. They're going to say, look, we need